Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show. I'm glad you're here. It's just you and me. I've got some things I want to talk about. I want to say that you know about giant sequoia trees, right? The big redwood trees. What do we know about them? We know that they grow very tall, right? Well, bred for pear. What do we know about them? Not so much, right? Bred for pears don't grow very tall. The reason they don't, and the reason redwood trees grow tall, it's all in the genes, right? Well, there's no genetic code for your business. And while a Bradford pear can't decide to compete with a redwood, a business can be whatever its owner makes it. You don't have to be like a tree. You can grow however you want to make it. And that last fact creates two questions that you and I often go to sleep asking ourselves, and we wake up trying to answer. The first question is, should I grow my business? And the second question is, how big should I grow my business? Those are the two things, right? How many times do we think of that? I ask myself that all the time. I know you do. So one of the things I wanted to remind you about, our good buddy Peter Meyer wrote a book. In fact, Peter was just on the show, I think, last week. He wrote a book called Warp Speed Growth. And in that Warp Speed Growth book, he lists four fallacies of growth, which every business owner should consider. So here they are. Here are the fallacies, but then after that, I'm gonna talk about my thoughts on his fallacies. So business growth fallacy number one: you can grow out of organizational problems. You can grow out of organizational problems. You know, in a state of denial or ignorance, small business owners sometimes think getting bigger will fix management and organizational shortcomings. We do that, don't we? But if a tree is bent and you fertilize it, that will make it go straighter, only faster in the wrong direction. You've heard me talk about the golf pro who told me that my bad swing wasn't getting better. It wasn't helping to practice a bad swing. I was only ingraining bad practices, right? He said, learn how to swing correctly before you practice. Same thing with your business. If you have organizational challenges, don't grow until they're resolved. You will just have more expensive organizational challenges. Fallacy number two, growth equals profitability. Yes, increased sales volume can help you improve vendor discounts and therefore gross margin, but that doesn't mean your organization can manage the extra activity well enough to convert discounts to the bottom line. That's where you want it to go. One of the rudest awakenings an owner can have is when they projected sales growth and they achieve it, but profit is no better or perhaps worse than a period of lower sales. Remember Blasingame's growth razor. It's not what you make, it's what you keep. Fallacy number three, profitability improves when every customer is yours, when you conquer the market, right? Well, being the market leader is overrated, my friends. And our friend Peter cites research showing only 29% of market leaders were also profit leaders. Think about that. Write that down, folks. But I'm going to say it again. Less than one-third of market leaders were profit leaders. As a small business owner, you've got to focus on profits. Not only are you not going to sell every customer, you don't want every customer. Please tell me you're not trying to get every customer. Please tell me you're not trying to corner the market. Please tell me you want only the customers that you can deal with profitably. Many customers, and some even customer profiles, aren't profitable. Remember, you don't spend sales. The money you take in from sales, you can't spend that. Fallacy number four, if you grow, customers will benefit. Well, Peter says focusing on growth is focusing on yourself. Every minute your company focuses on itself is a minute diverted away from focusing on the customer. One of the classic examples of a company's self-absorbed focus on growth is when it uses the term fastest growing in the market material, as if this benefits customers. We're the fastest growing blah, blah, blah in the industry or in the tri-state area. We're the fastest growing in the tri-state area. Customers hear that, and they don't know what that means to them. What makes you think customers don't like the size that you are? What makes you think they'll like the next size? Have you asked them? Remember what I said in the previous segment about expectations? What they have expectations of you. They have expectations of what they think you should be. And if most of them aren't saying, we think you should be bigger, we want more from you, then maybe that's not what you should be doing. Don't get me wrong, I'm the last person to say growth is bad or that you should be happy with the current size of your company. I'm a capitalist, and capitalists love growth. But I do encourage you to make sure that when you grow, it's because you've thought about it, and you thought about why, you thought about how. So here are six growth reality checks that I've come up with, each followed by a slap-in-the-face question to ask yourself. Number one, the marketplace is pretty full already. So here's the question. Is there a real opportunity to grow? Number two, growth requires capital. How will I fund the growth I'm planning? That's your question. That's a big one, folks. How are you going to fund the growth? How are you going to fund the receivables and the inventory? Number three, the rewards of growth are typically delayed. The question to ask is, can my organization wait that long for the payoff? Number four, growth takes a company into unfamiliar operational territory. The question you have to ask is, do I have the staff and systems to blaze that trail without creating a casualty list? Number five, being a business owner should be a source of happiness. Your question is, will I be happy with a larger business? Number six, every business has corporate values, good or not so much. If your values are good, can we scale them? If they aren't, why would we scale them? Those are the questions you got to ask yourself, folks. Ask the growth questions and answer them as Polonius instructed his son Laertes in Shakespeare's Hamlet. This above all, my friends, to thine own self be true. Just because you can grow doesn't mean that you should. I'm Jim Blassingame. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.